If you have a dream, hold on to the dreamer. Fill yourself up with music and light. Reach out to spirit. Trust in the dream, both day and night.
And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I have a very fascinating guest today. As you're well aware of, our listeners, we're here to educate on different ways to heal the issues out of the tissues. And we have a fascinating guest, like I said, Dr. Doug Lear, who is a pioneer, visionary doctor, and innovator of cellular resonance technique, a powerful energy medicine, quantum healing system that finds and resolves the stress, trauma, and suppressed emotions that cause pain and disease conditions. With his eye energy, huge heart, and healing talents, Dr. Doug has helped thousands resolve the hidden causes behind people's health, happiness, and success struggles, leading them through a powerful revolutionary medicine process that heals them from the cell to the soul, dissolving fear and worry into love and forgiveness. And Dr. Doug is located on the West Coast and serves clients in Los Angeles and San Francisco, California. Dr. Doug, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. I'm excellent. Thank you, Amy.
Well, we were on a show on New Year's Eve together, Karen Weir's show. I believe it's called Shift Happens. And so I just was fascinated with your story. So I thought I'd ask you on my show to, you know, educate people further about cellular resonance technique. So how did you discover the secrets to healing bodies and emotions, Dr. Doug?
Well, it was through my own pain and misery. and illnesses that and my undying focus to not want to be in that situation, and refusing to hear what doctors would tell me. There's nothing we can do. We can do surgery. We can do this. We can do that. But you know, if you can just, you know, not do any of those things, you'd probably be better off. That was a top, you know, orthopedist and neurologist and so forth. And so I had two herniated discs in my low back. I had sciatica and pain so bad I prayed to die. But when that didn't occur after month, and I'd wake up in the morning and go, shoot, still alive, and I'm 27 years old. You know, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would still search out doctors of all kinds, especially within my profession, because the chiropractic profession is pretty amazing. There's so many different techniques and ways to approach the body within the profession, though the, you know, the well-known one is adjusting vertebra. There's many, and it crosses over with this energy medicine stuff that a lot of chiropractic geniuses kind of influenced and put into the work. And I studied with so many different doctors that, you know, finally I found one that that helped me, and I became a student, and I started contributing to that technique, and then going to other technique masters, and starting to see where the dots came together. And then I studied Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic and spiritual psychology, and understanding, you know, the human being better and better, and through that, you know, I was able to heal my disc completely, the sciatica. I also had, you know, chronic migraine headaches every day, horrible, healed that, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis. I had a heart murmur gone, astigmatism in the eyes since childhood, healed that. I had injuries from, you know, from racquetball and separated shoulder and broken ribs, and just so many different things happened to me over the years. I even had, when I was really stressed out, you know, I'll talk about that one later. and took care of these things, and then I did it on my patients, And I'm always looking for, like, how can I help them? And, you know, I didn't limit myself to what I was taught. I would just kind of ask questions and get the answers and then apply it. And, you know, I've helped people out of terminal illness, chronic disease conditions, every kind of pain condition, help people lose weight by writing, you know, writing their cellular functions and their hormones for thousands of people. I've gotten thousands of people off depression medications and anti-anxiety and pain meds, just by really getting to the real root causes and being able to help the people heal and beyond physical, because if you just look at the physical body, you're gonna run against the wall. But if you look at the whole person and you address it all together, you're gonna have miracles happen every day in your practice.
And that's very true, because I feel like in the United States we're catching up with Eastern medicine is catching up with Western medicine, you know, or vice versa. That's what I feel. The whole body, you know, mind, body, spirit connection there. So I'm a total believer in that. I've seen miracles in my own life regarding that, doing different techniques. So that's interesting. So it was because of your pain and you came to this journey. So how are you able to help other people? Really help, do you think, help other people, Dr. Doug? Like, what is your opinion on that?
Well, you know, that's twofold. You know, one, I have a unique ability and talent to read what's going on with people and listen and see what's going on. I also, in my technique, I'm able to talk to the cells, so they have all the information in them that's going on, if you know how to access it and read it and use that information in a way that will get the body to heal, which I do. And I also figured out how I can just XYZ, write it down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and teach another doctor how to perform the procedures and, you know, and get good results. So I do both. You know, I teach others how to do this on their clients and their patients. And and I also have, of course, have my practices. And again, I love seeing the lights turn on in somebody and where they're in pain, misery, they're stuck physically or mentally, emotionally. Everyone is, whether they think so or not, because we all have room to grow. None of us walk. I don't even walk on water yet. but really, you know, looking at that person. So when you communicate with the cells, you know, they'll tell you, oh yeah, you know, I mean, last Tuesday something happened and I reacted, you know, not very good to it, and I suppressed it and I don't even remember. But the cells remember. The cells are making, you know, those allergy attack all week, and then I'll find what the stress is, and it's put into a code. The brain works like a computer. Well, it's more like the computers work like a brain. And and you just have to find what corrupt software and viruses are running that biocomputer body in mind and deprogram it and update it to its original design, which is always there. So that's what does the healing. You know, not me, not any doctor, not any healer. It's getting the divine design of that person to you know, come back online. and heal that person.
Right. So that's what I also believe, is that we all have the innate ability to heal ourselves. Sometimes we just need that lock and key approach where, you know, you have the key to that for me or another patient, right? I mean, that's the way I'm being shown, like, you know, lock and key. And people think that, you know, doctors, you know, are be all end all. They help us. They facilitate things, but that's not all there is to it. Is that correct, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, the key is you know, when you're seeing a doctor or a health practitioner, is that they're not going to create more damage than you already have.
And, you know, interesting.
And a lot in medicine, you know, if you damage cells, that's not healing. But they do damage cells in what they do. And sometimes you know, you need a surgery, and a lot of those help people. But it never mm-hmm. resolves the cause, so the person is still going to create another health condition, even if they have some success with the physical medicine practices. So the key is to hopefully, you know, see someone like myself who can help resolve the causes and activate that healing system as high as possible. And then if what medicine offers is still needed, you're going to have a much higher outcome. And then most of my patients, you know, don't need the medical care. Once we activate the healing system, they actually get better. And I mean, and heal, but they heal on profound levels, mentally and emotionally, and things in their life start to change. Because I mean, I have a lot of people. I know you probably asked me the question, "What about the stress thing?" I can kind of ramble on here, so
that's okay.
You know, with stress, you know, medicine admits that that's the cause of disease and illness. And then they admit that, you know, people are poisoned with all this chemical toxicities, and you know, we're exposed to 83,000 toxins a day, the average person. And then even people out in the country, well, you know, I mean, it's still, the water's polluted and your food, the food's polluted, and it's still there. I mean, the air travel, you know, travels all over. Rainforests have smog in them from China. I mean, it's, you know, the way it moves around. So we're all exposed, certainly in big cities, the highest level. But our bodies aren't able to recover from that stuff because of our mental, emotional stress in our system, and it stores in our body. And people need to understand, well, I'm not under stress now. You know, that's behind me. You know, all that stress that you had in the past is recorded in the subconscious memory. This is scientific, you know, knowledge, and your body operates on it, just like programming your computer. It's still running on what you programmed it with a year or two or three or 10 years ago. And if it hasn't broken down by now, 10 years of that. But anyway, that's the thing. So that information is what actually runs us. And, you know, we say we're in the information age. You know, we got to update ourselves and go, medicine is the information age of medicine, and that's what I do. Is look at the information that's in your system that's causing your problem, and basically deleting that out.
A lot of computer terminology today, but that's actually a good way of describing that. It's kind of like you're the antivirus defragmenting program that we need to run through once in a while for our computer mainframe. At least that's what I'm kind of getting out of this.
Exactly. In fact, that's, you know, from a, you know, the energy system controls the physical system. We have an energy field, energy that flows through our body. When that's blocked and interfered with, or when the energy information is changed, it's literally like Neo in the Matrix, and they tell him to jump out this window, and then suddenly the window turns into a brick wall. A thought will turn a beautiful process into a brick wall in your body, and then when it manifests as this physical disease, you know, you think you have something, but it was really created in the energy. And if you change that energy, and again, this is proven by hundreds and hundreds of scientists around the world, maybe thousands at this point. I know hundreds for sure, because I can name them, a lot of them. The physicality is based on energy. You change the energy, the physicality will change. Even in your life, your reality will change. And this is why I was going back to stress earlier. I alluded to, and then I stopped, and then I'm back into it. You know, when you believe something, you literally create it physically in your life. So, you know, once you have, you know, I had a patient who had fibromyalgia, and which has depression and chronic pain and sleeplessness and anxiety. And then she was overweight and she wanted to lose weight, and that, because that threw off her hormones. And, you know, she said, I don't want to quit this job, but this boss who's just mean to me every day for years, and I just, you know, can't take it anymore. And she came in, and I helped her figure out what the real deal was. And what was really happening was that she was abused by her mother in the same way. And when I helped her heal the energy body and the cellular reactions to her mother, which didn't take too long, maybe a month or 6 weeks, as far as when we first got started, and her pain disappeared and she's feeling better. And when we finally got the whole puzzle of her mother and healed in her heart, in her body, in her mind, in her energy system, she went to work, and the and that manager, who only had less than a year to retirement, quit because she wasn't she wasn't the energetic, you know, abuser. He didn't have that that person who had an abuse program to abuse. She was no longer an abused person, and he couldn't abuse her, and he quit. I'm probably a more interesting story. Well, not interesting.
Sure.
That one's interesting.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I had a mother come to see me, and her 15-year-old son just hated her. You know, I mean, he never hugged her. He never kissed her. He was really just, since the divorce, he just was a bad kid for, like, you know, 9 years, since he was a little kid. He just disconnected from his mother and didn't want her in his life whatsoever. And, and she came to me and said, you know, I said, well, can you get him to come in, you know, and work on his, you know, his hatred, his anger, his, and, you know, his stuff with you and how he's messing up his life? And she said, he won't come in. He won't come in. I said, okay, why don't you ask him to make a list of all the things you do that bothers him? And so she did. And he was glad, a 15-year-old, glad to write a list of what he doesn't like about what his mother does. And he wrote a list. It was amazing. So I took and resolved that list in her, because there's an interplay between mother and child. Resolved that.
Right.
She went home that day, and he walked into the house, looked at her, walked over her, gave her a big hug, cried on her shoulder, and said, I'm sorry, Mom. I've been a real, I can't say the words on radio, but a real bad teenager, a really bad son, and I'm sorry. I want you in your life. This is a kind of a well-known person, so I'm trying not to tell anything like that, because, you know, the son is in the entertainment industry, let's just say, or whatever. Yeah, I want you in my career. I want you to, you know, help me and all that kind of stuff. And things have been great. She's traveled around the world with him on his project. She's managing him. She's with him. It's just been an amazing process. And she's got her kid back. Not just her body feeling better and her anxiousness and her, physical illnesses healed, but a whole relationship healed. And I never, ever treated the son.
That's interesting, because sometimes, when you're in the 12-step program, it says, let it begin with me. I remember that, saying that. And it's true. Sometimes it's got to begin with yourself before the outward healing can ripple out to other relationships. And that sounds like that's what happened there.
Exactly. You change your inner game, your inner programming, your really the program self, and you become more of the true self, you know, the divine, loving, intelligent and warm and joyful being that you really are underneath all the stress and responsibilities and dis-ease and pain and whatever's going on with you as a person. Everyone has their deal. You start, healing that at the energy level, cellular level, and the subconscious level, because you have to heal on all three levels, otherwise it doesn't work. Physical,
right.
You know, that's the Trinity: mind, body, soul, spirit. Right. When those things come together at once, and you address all of them simultaneously, and that's what cellular resonance technique does. It addresses them all simultaneously. You're touching the body. You're working with their mind and their breath, everything all at once, and boom, the system changes, literally in seconds to minutes. And then you do a little bit more, and it changes a little bit more until it gets that person out of their survival mode. And that's, by the way, what causes illness from the stress. You get stuck in survival mode the survival functions, the fighting of bear or tiger, are flipped on, mm-hmm. and different emotions flip on different ones, different feelings, different thoughts, beliefs. And when you have thousands and thousands of them in there, in your system, mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. unique combination is your unique life, or at least the mm-hmm. unique set of problems, whether that, you know, from emotional to physical to your life problems, you know. Mm-hmm. When those things change, you know, your whole life changes. And that's what's so cool. You know, people, you know, spend their money on just to try to feel good. And with what I'm doing with them, they're able to heal literally every aspect of their life if they're willing and if they show up. Mm-hmm. Can't help somebody if they don't show up. But if they do, you know, mm-hmm. I have patients that I've worked with me for years, and their lives just keep changing. And hey, let's go. And then they recognize, oh, I need to work on this. And then we work on that, and their life changes mm-hmm. more. And mm-hmm. and it's all the path from fear to love. If you want to know the mm-hmm. spiritual, and Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I've met many times, you know, when he was alive, and he's we had some really deep conversations. You know, he used to say, you know, there's a spiritual solution for everything, and mm-hmm. for all yep. problems, and that's really true if we understand what the word spiritual means, because that mm-hmm. spirit energy that is what restores us and creates our life if we don't get in the way of it. So mm-hmm. I help people get out of the way.
mm-hmm. Well, we are having a discussion with Dr. Duglier regarding cellular resonance technique. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we will definitely get into more details about this wonderful healing modality.
Hello, my name is Amy Toy, the host of Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Besides being a radio show host, I'm also an intuitive counselor who provides spiritual insight into matters of the heart. Are you confused about your love life, thinking of getting a new job, wondering about your purpose and why you are here? I work very closely with not only the angelic realm, but also those who have crossed over to the other side. All sessions are strictly confidential. I also offer long-distance healing sessions using angelic energy. This angelic energy, also known as integrated energy therapy, IET, can be done through Skype or on the phone and helps you get the issues out of the tissues. For first-time clients only, I am offering a 20% discount. You can find me online on amytoyamytoy.com, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com, or simply call 727-514-7323. May the angels carry you through, and this is for entertainment purposes only.
So, Dr. Doug, tell us a little bit about your interactions with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and how do you think he helped you in some ways with your personal healing?
You know, he was very instrumental in that I heard him speak. And he inspired me so much that I got his set of tapes and so forth and listened to them. And when I was listening to him in my car with my herniated disc and in excruciating pain, and I'm driving to work that I could barely work, but I had to support myself and just, you know, cringe it and just do it. I was living in the Redwood Forest at the time, and driving down this beautiful highway, and just one of the most magnificent places. And, you know, you pass the Russian River and you see Corbel Champagnery. I lived by and see the beautiful grapes and it was, you know, that they were beginning to grow, and I'm listening to Wayne, and just brought tears to my eyes. And I started, just from what he said, I just kind of banged my fist on the steering wheel, and I said, God, show me how to get well. And I really wasn't a religious person. My parents were they claim they were atheists, but I know that they kind of believe. They just didn't believe in religion. So I wasn't used to like doing the God, please save me thing, you know. But at this moment, after listening to his soothing voice and his care that he had for humanity, boom! I just slammed my fist on the horn, but without making it beep. You know, God, show me how to get well. And I'm going to say this on radio, and people might think I'm a little nutso, but I am a little weird. And, you know, people don't pay attention to the things that I say here because I have a feeling there are millions, perhaps billions of people that have had this experience but just ignored this. But I said, God, show me. Tell me how to get well. And I literally heard a voice. It said, Doug, the answer is in your mail. I mean, I looked in the back seat because we have, you know, we have like homeless people we call river people, and they just live, you know, like in little tents along the river. And I thought maybe somebody was sleeping in my car. And I looked in the back seat, and like there was no one back there. And I thought, invisible aliens? No, nothing. You know? And so I kind of like went like, God? Yes. And it's like, this is before that book, way before that book, Conversation with God, came out, where, you know, Neil Dunn Walsh had the same experience and, you know, and heard this voice, but he started writing it down and kept talking to him and he kept asking questions. Me, I was kind of humbled and kind of like scared, like, in my mail? Yes. So I just, my wife at the time, I was so depressed that I hadn't opened my mail in months and months. And she said, take this stack out of the house. So I put it on the front seat of my car.
Oh, no.
Stack, and I'm driving down this highway at about 30 to 45 miles an hour, depends on where the curves are. And it's curvy, windy road through the Russian River Valley, beautiful. And I just stuck my hand into the pile, and I grabbed something, and I pulled it out. And it was the flyer, because they did flyers for all of our seminar, chiropractic seminars. And it was an energy medicine seminar, and the work that stimulated me to learn and grow from. And that seminar happened to be like that weekend in San Francisco, which would be the largest city where they would give seminars. I was living up in the wine country of Northern California, and I went and I learned. I learned instantly. I knew how to do it. I was just good at it. Where other doctors were struggling, wow, how do I do this? This is strange. This is weird. I was going like, oh, yeah, you just do this and this and this. And pretty soon I had a line of people. You know, I was just like treating people, and I had a line of people. And they said, this guy knows what he's doing. Well, let's see what it feels like. And they said, that was really good. And so this is kind of how I, you know, started this energy medicine career. And, you know, when I work with patients, you know, it's spontaneous. I also hear that voice say, do this, do that. And then I just, you know, started making my notes and developing this technique I call cellular resonance technique. And that's because our cells are vibratory. And there's been books like written by like Dr. Richard Gerber, MD, called Vibrational Medicine. That's a great book.
Mm-hmm.
It's an oldie but a goodie. You know, Carolyn Mace's book, you know, Anatomy of the Spirit, kind of talks about the energy field and how we store all information in the field. And then, you know, Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field, which is more scientific approach to healing, and the quantum arena, and, you know, so many. And then, you know, Bruce Lipton's been a friend of mine for 30 years. He's a great, great human being, one of my favorite people in the whole world. You know, and he did definitive research on how your mind changes your genetics and changes the way that your cells function. And if you change your mind, you know, you change your cells, and you change your mind, you change your life. That was, you know, Louise Hay, you know, change your mind, change your life, heal your life, you know. And so there's all these people that influenced me with Louise Hay. I don't take you know, you, when you write a book like that, you need to be, you know, cookie cutter. You know, if you have this illness, it's probably this issue. And yeah, that's generally true. But everyone has their own take on it, and you have to, and it could be very different than what's actually written in those books. So you have to, and you have to decode it in, you know, uniquely with that person. And then their journey is, every person's journey is unique. Though the forgiveness process and the gratitude process, which I have a book that should be published later this year, we'll talk about that in cellular resonance technique, because, you know, it's the most important process, is to understand, you know, what forgiveness is really. And it's not just something, you know, something you do once, and make it work. If it doesn't go down to the cellular level, if your cells don't get a higher energy message of love and let go, then the negativity and the anger and the resentment and the grudges or the perfectionism or narcissism or, you know, lack of loss of loyalty and dedication. I mean, I was sick because of dedication. I had to be dedicated to, you know, everybody and everything, and leave myself out of the puzzle. You know, because I just needed to do that, and I had to do everything perfect the way I. That's what made me sick, is being dedicated to the perfectionism of what my parents expected from me. And you know, they were good people, but this is how they were taught. And you know, I mean, I would get in trouble every day because I would, you know, like make my bed. You know, I'd have one, you know, wrinkle in my bedspread. You know, didn't make it quite good before I went to school every day. I mean, I had all those perfectionist things I needed to do. I didn't leave a messy bed, not even a wrinkle, and then the bedspread had to be tucked under the pillow. I mean, everything. Yes. It was like, you know, military. And that's the way I grew up. So that was my deal. And there's more to it than that. But that might just help people understand how I ended up with herniated disc, because all the pressures to you know, in my life to be perfect.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I've always told my clients this, and my listeners, that you have to unlearn what you've learned, and it takes most of your adulthood to get over your childhood. And I mean that with the sincerest love, because I have done that.
You know, but there's many sabotaging things the personality does on the way, because the personality is the problem. I use that in exchange of the word ego, because everyone kind of thinks, An ego is your personality. You know, you might have a poor me personality, or you might have an arrogant son of a gun personality. You might have, you know, all different kinds. You know, and they're all based on victimhood. But nobody likes to admit that. But that is where humanity is, and we have to raise ourselves and really ask the question: where do we feel things aren't fair? I mean, if you look at what's going on in politics, you know, half my patients are coming in just sick from listening to the news and being, you know, angry one way or another, you know, about, you know, I live in California, so this is a very, you know, democratic oriented state. So you know where their politics lie, and I'm not I'm not going to get into politics, just that's making them sick. And, you know, those points of view. And it's fine to be intelligent, and it's fine to take action and make a difference. But if you're doing it with your judgment and your anger and your resentment running your life, running your body, then those things are going to make you sick and in pain and overweight or whatever you're not liking going on.
Right.
But we are. We need to be working on ourselves enough to get out of our illness. But then from there, what do? There's more work to do from there. That's just healing your illness is the first step, not the last.
Right.
You know, getting to the real reason that you have the major symptoms that you have, or the ones you don't like, or the ones that are in your way, or the ones you don't, you know, you want to look better or feel better, whatever it is. I mean, you're worthy and deserving of feeling good and having no symptoms. But once we go beyond those, we still have stresses. We still have things that run and rule our life. And, you know, each day is a step. I mean, it's like, you know, would you like not, you know, brush your teeth today, you know, tomorrow and the next day? Would you not? I meditated once, like I have her down. No, you meditate every day, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, just to, you know, bring yourself into present time consciousness, at least to demonstrate that. You know, we're working on that. Would you not buy your spouse flowers or a birthday? Well, I gave you a gift 2 years ago. That one goes for this year. No, we get them a gift every year. We bring flowers, you know, every week or every month or whatever it is. You know, we say I love you. We, you know, these are things that we practice practice each day. You know, to take care of ourselves and our life and other people. Why wouldn't we work on improving ourselves each day? But I realize, you know, we're so busy with so many things. After this show, I'll be on the freeway driving to work, you know, you know, on the traffic of Los Angeles.
That's
stressful there. So, you know, we really have to take a deep look at ourselves, and it's not always easy, and it's important to have someone, especially if you're a doctor serving people, a health practitioner. You know, we need to be in our best shape. I would say that I had more people accept my care in my office because they go, you look really good. And how old are you? And you look really good. Oh, you know, they said, like, you're like a healthy looking doctor. You know, the last person who treated me, you know, they needed to go on a diet and they needed to stop smoking, or they needed to have this really bad cough. They look horrible, you know, whatever it was. And so, you know, really being healthy of mind, body, and spirit and serving from that level. Cellular resonance, as I said, is the pass from fear, which is, you know, our all where all our problems arise from, to love, where the full expression of that solves really all the problems.
Exactly. And so I like that this helps with everything. And genetics, people say your genetics mess up with everything, and I don't believe that. I think it can alter your DNA code.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Medicine's trying to manipulate it with chemicals. But the thing is, the system's energetic, and energy creates the chemicals. Energy affects and is in charge of biochemistry. So, you know, that's a futile attempt, you know, to do that. That would, like, it's kind of like trying to make cars fly. You know, I mean, it looks good in the movies, but, you know, everyone's going to crash into each other. You know, a million cars in L.A. flying through the air. See how that works. And there'll be a greater solution than just, we have to, I don't even know if that was a good example.
That's fine.
But again, you know, it's like, you know, trying to fix the gears in a watch. I like how Bruce Lipton says, like trying to fix the gears in a watch. But when you open the watch up, it's one of those, you know, diode, you know, it's made of diodes and stuff. Like, where's the gears? To change out, there's none there. It's an energy system, and that's what we really are. We're an energy system where people are trying to treat us like we're a bunch of gears, and we're not. You could replace a gear, you know, stick a stint in there, but you know, you didn't solve why the problem is there, and so they're going to get more problems. And just more medicine and more problems and more medicine. You know, it makes medicine a lot of money. I understand, you know, capitalism, you know, make money, but I want to help people to make disease unnecessary, to make their problems unnecessary, and to live at a very different, at a higher level of beingness, at a higher level of reality. And that's possible. If we change, you know, Mahatma Gandhi is probably one of my greatest guides, and, you know, I love what he said, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. And I take that to heart every day. You know, how can each of us be the change that we want to see in the world? We do it
at the highest level by changing at the energetic level, where it goes all the way down into the physical, cellular, material world. We are all creating this planet. We're all creating Donald Trump. We're all creating Democrats, Republicans, all of the pollution because of our polluted consciousness. And when we clean out our consciousness, we will literally have a very different world. And, you know, who best to do it? A lot of people say, oh, how can I make a difference? You can make a difference by changing within yourself from the cell to the soul. That's how you do it. That's how we're doing it. I mean, literally, it says this in the Christian Bible. It says this in the Hebrew Torah. It says this in Hindi. It says this in Buddhism. I mean, it's all around us. It even states it, you know, in passages in Islam. So about self-change and raising our consciousness.
Exactly.
It's something that we're all responsible for doing. And when enough, you know, I'd rather be one of those people. I might not see it totally in my lifetime. But it'll continue, and each generation, you know, is here to continue that process until humanity is enlightened, is aligned, is aligned with the divine, you know, with God consciousness, with full consciousness.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I feel that this year of 2020, we're going through that right now. We're doing a lot of shifting. So, well, Dr. Doug, we're coming to a close to the show. Can you tell people where to find you and how to find you, your website, and so on?
Absolutely. My website is cellularresonance.com and drdouglehrer.com. You know, my last name is spelled L-E-H-R-E-R. It means teacher in German, and it's also the same name of a famous satirist named Tom Lehrer, but I'm Doug Lehrer. And if you know him. And and my telephone number is 707-495-5000. That's 707-495-5000. You know, on my website, obviously, there's email contacts and these phone numbers. And, you know, if you are willing to take the steps to improve your health, happiness, and success, then please give me a call. And especially, you know, practitioners and doctors, from MD to psychologist to chiropractor, naturopath, I train. I would love to be able to train, not only train you, but help you to become this magnificent healing force for your patients and be the change that you'd like to see in the world, because I believe that doctors of all kinds, including medical doctors, went into the healing profession to truly serve humanity, whether, you know, no matter how we practice. And I would like to just up our game and help people at a deeper level. And there's time for everything out there, from medicine to chiropractic, to functional medicine. You know, it's all valuable at the right time. I know that clearing the stress, that's always needed. So cellular resonance technique was created. So I feel blessed to be on your show, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for coming on, Dr. Doug. It was a pleasure. It was an eye-opener. I loved when we were on the show on New Year's Eve, so I thought I'd invite you on to educate people. So, well, thank you for coming on. And my name is Amy Toy, and this is Angel Answers with Amy Toy. May the angels carry you through to next week. Take care, everybody. Dr. Doug, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, we'll edit the show. I'll have Doug edit it. I'll actually listen to it myself. So sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, don't worry about it. And you know, this is going to air in February, like February 17th. So I will, you know, definitely make sure it's cut out. So
because that one person, you know, if I talk like this, and that person, you know, dies on the same week, you know, they'll know who I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense. And I mean, I hope she doesn't. I hope she makes it through. I hope she finds her way. She may have to part from us. I really can't say, I wish I could say the reason why.
That's okay. You don't have to say anymore. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
but it'll get taken care of. So, okay, sweetie, don't worry about it. Okay.
Thank you
for coming on, Dr. Doug. And I got to talk to my producer. So I appreciate your help. I don't want to keep you any longer. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Look up high.